This is the M Zone.
And welcome to the M Zone. Jamie Morris, Matt the Hitman,
what up,
the best in the Bizzler, and you got Mr.
Unlimited.
And gentlemen, what a day, what a nice day it is. You know, I'm being kind of facetious about it because you know what? The flakes are flying. The flakes are flying in the air. It's cold as whatnot out there. I'm gonna tell you what. I took my son outside because we were going to daycare, and I went, woo, and he looked at me, he went, woo, and he shook in my arms, and I said, oh, I know it's cold today then.
If you got Zuri out to go to the bathroom. And yeah, it took her all about 3 seconds after she went where she looked back at the door and I saw her shivering and said, all right, we got to bring her back in. But J-Mo, it's just trying. It's a little preparation. It's trying to toughen you up. It's trying to calcify you, get you ready for Saturday, because it's going to be even colder on Saturday, my friend.
See, but I'll be ready that day. I'll be ready for that because it's game time.
Oh, so Thursday, you ain't ready to go.
It's in your head.
But Saturday, game day, you're ready.
Exactly. I mean, it's game day. It's what you out there for. That's why you live in the state of Michigan. You're already tough. You know you're gonna get four seasons. It's like it's winter, what? Spring, summer, hunting season, and then we have it. There you go.
I was going to ask, wait a second, where did fall go? Because it was like 70 degrees like a week ago. And then all
that
of a sudden. The
That's the fall. That is the fall.
Oh, that was the fall.
That's what
and
they
now
call
we're in winter?
Yeah. We're just here. That's just where it is. I'm sorry. Just the way it is. But you know what? The good thing is we had another non-conference basketball game at 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock.
Early
and then what? Against Pittsburgh. Matt was yelling, Pittsburgh's gonna be good. Pittsburgh gonna be good. You know what? They was good, but they was bad in the air. They was good. I got you. But the boys figured it out. You get it down to Hunter. Let Hunter lead you. Stop trying to lead it yourself. Hunter lead you. That's what it is. You saw Hunter out there stepping out, making calls, being loud. And when he got bloody, he got even better. I love when he gets bloody. Like when he gets bloody because he got better. He started balling out. That's what I'm saying.
Like we have seen him take a turn where he is really it seems to me, and it's very early on in the season, but he's showing a lot more signs of maturity, a lot more signs of leadership. Where in instances like that, his emotion might have gotten better of him in the past, but like you said, got a little bloodied up. But instead of letting that emotion take him out of control, he was able to hone it and got even better after that. But, you know, again, I said this would be a good test for the Wolverines. I think they were. But I also think if we would have brought the effort that we brought last night and that intensity that we brought last night against Eastern Michigan, you would have seen a similar result against Eastern Michigan. Maybe not a 30-point win, but it would have been a very impressive win for the Wolverines. The effort was there. I really think that we are the only ones who can be in our own way, kind of like with the football team. The only ones in our way are us. Other than that, we can play with anybody on our schedule, even all those big ACC or Kentucky from the SEC, all these big power teams from around the country. We can play with them as long as we don't get in our own way. And so I loved the effort. I loved the way that we were playing, the ball movement.
They
it was incredible.
Everything that Phil Martelli said. Everything that Phil Martelli said they needed to do, they did. They played defense. Yep. It's the basics. They
That's
played defense.
Biggest
they
rebounded
the
biggest
ball.
Thing, yep.
They were in front of their man. They weren't running behind. They were in front of their man. And if they weren't in front of their man, there was that yeoman's defense. Somebody stepped over to get in front of that man. It's basic. They played basic basketball, but made it look like they're doing something out there. But they were playing good basketball, team basketball. looking for the looking for your leader. He's gonna lead you to the promised land. And then you get your shots. When he gets his shots off, guess what? More converge on him because they want to shut him down. That being said, you saw him. He was being point center. He was looking for people, looking, kicking it out, throwing it across the court, doing the things that you would expect a leader to do. Somebody of a leadership quality like a Hunter Dickinson, who has, I'm going to say this, and maybe I'm going to say this wrong, who has taken to leadership, being the leader of this team, he's taking it seriously now. He's honestly taking it seriously.
Oh, yeah.
He's in that. When he's in the timeout breaks, he's talking with Juwan along with the other coaches, getting into those young guys' ear. I mean, you can see it. And right now, seems to be working. I hope this continues on. I hope that they keep doing what they're doing because it's working. And I think Juwan is enjoying it. Juwan loved that when Hunter stepped out, they almost put a double team on the guard, and he threw the ball out of bounds. Juwan's patting him on the butt, going crazy over Hunter because he stepped out and stopped that penetration right there. It was good basketball. And you know what? Those are the little things you would say, okay, I would expect that. But guess what? This is a younger team. This is a newer team. These guys barely know one another. Hunter's the linchpin that's really come back because we've talked about this. Eli's not there anymore. There are guys, these guys are all gone. All of the guys are gone that we are used to seeing. We got a whole new four guys out there, and you got Hunter. And if they listen to him, play with him, he'll take them. Look, they'll be in every game if they keep doing that. They'll be in every game. And they take that intensity higher, they'll win. They'll win. Let me just say this. They'll win a few games, too. They'll win a few that we wouldn't think that they would be winning. So,
I'm telling you, those North Carolina games, that game, none of them are out of reach, J-Mo, if we play the way that we're capable of. Because like you said, I can't agree with you more. It does seem like Hunter has really, you know, taken the next step. He seems just like, and it's only been three games, but he just seems like a more mature player. You know, he's not dropping his hand down after he hits a big shot. I know he's only attempted a three or two, but he's not worried about some of the other side antics, things like that. He's focused on playing intensely and playing very smart because, again, they double teamed him and he was incredibly efficient passing out of the double team here yesterday. And sometimes as the star of the team, when they're focusing so much on taking you away, it opens things up for other guys. And he unselfishly was willing to move that ball, make the good pass. And he is a very, very capable passer from the center position. So yeah, he can be our point center and we can truly run the offense through. He's not getting the ball up, but you can run the offense through him each and every time down the floor. So it was great seeing him take that role. You know, again, there's a lot of things to be excited about from yesterday's. But like you said, the way that we were just very fundamentally sound on both sides of the court. You know, I was taking a look. Only had six total turnovers for the game. Mm-hmm. Jalen Llewellyn, I thought, did a better job of handling the offense. Did a great job, I think, scoring at the rim. I think that's one thing that he can really, really has a chance to do better than the two cohorts and Mike Smith and Devontae Jones. I guess from Devontae Jones, Devontae would body you to get down there and muscle his way up for those shots, mm-hmm. where Jalen Llewellyn's a little more fluid with the offense. So I see him getting better and better each game. Kobe Bufkin, I can't tell you how much, J-Mo, I love hearing when I hear Coach Martelli talk about it or some of the other people. When he says whether it's Amani Bates or the best player on Pittsburgh last night, doesn't matter who the best guard is on the other team, he wants to guard that best perimeter player. And I love a guy that has that mentality. And even if it sacrifices a little bit from his offensive game, he's locked it. He is a competitor. And I think if it's taken a little bit away early, maybe some of those jump shots, his legs might not all the way be there. I think that something's going to continue to develop, and you're going to see him really grow this season, and we've seen him able to finish, and we've seen some of that explosive athleticism. But once he gets that jump shot going down, I think that he is going to be a potential really explosive player here for the Wolverines. Jet, Mr. Smooth Jet over there, again, very efficient. I think he had, 17 points in 19 mm-hmm. minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jet 6 played, of 8 Jet from the field, really two of 3 Jet from downtown.
Really well. Jet played really well. I thought he a little aggressive on defense, but you know what? He did what he had to do, fouled out. But hey, he's gonna learn. He's a youngin. Like everybody, you gotta figure out how the referee's calling the game. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you just gotta
rather him. Yeah, no, you're right.
No, he just needs to figure out. He's a young guy. I think his father they were talking, the referee, Jet and Juwan were talking, and Juwan was making fun of Jet, and it was kind of fun at the time. But look, I'm okay with that. That's good. The young fella, and as he said,
I would rather him be too aggressive than the other way around. Rather him have to tell Jet to have to, hey, tone it down a little bit on defense. Take it back just a little bit. Still be out there, play hard, but tone down that aggression a little bit, rather than so often it's trying to get guys to truly buy in on the defensive end. So he will continue to develop, but also I thought we had great play off the bench yesterday. You saw Doug McDaniel come in, be very efficient at the point guard spot. 8 points, but more importantly, 8 assists coming off the bench, which I thought was tremendous. And then Joey Baker, you know, he was brought here to do a lot. One thing in particular was shoot that 3 ball, and 4 for 5 from downtown last night. This Wolverine team looks like a whole different team when he's shooting the ball and shooting it well, like he was here yesterday.
No, you're right. Joey Baker was he did what he came to Michigan to do. He was shooting the 3 ball, and he brought some stability to the defense. He is a guy who was running around, getting in, stepping in front of. If somebody got beat, he stepped in front of that one defender that offensive player to slow him down. So, yeah, they played great complementary defense. And I like the way Joey Baker came off the bench. Yes, you're right, Doug McDaniel. He's still a little road runner. I got nothing against it. Just slow him down just a little bit every now and then. But he's excited. He's a freshman. He's playing. So I get it. And, you know, as he gets comfortable playing, that he'll slow things down, run the offense and everything like that. I think he'll be good. I like Paris, how he's playing, coming along too. Big guy. Big body, and they're going to need him. They're going to need him to do some things. And with Hunter, I mean, who can say, what else can you say about Hunter Dickinson that we haven't said? It's the guys around him. How the guys play around him, how the guys shoot around him will help him, help Hunter take them to the next, that next step, that next level in the Big Ten, in these tournaments. Who we got? We got Frankie Collins. You got Frankie Collins. Frankie coming. How many did Frankie have last night?
Frankie, and that's an understatement that Frankie is coming, because not only did he transfer to Arizona State, and not only is he their starting point guard, he is their Mr. Everything. It seems like every other time down the court, he's the one putting it up, or, you know, it's running a lot through him. So yeah, that's a guy that we were all, myself, me being a big fan of those point guards, was real excited about him here in Ann Arbor. And now whether you look at it because he's not necessarily the most efficient with those shots, and maybe that's something that the Wolverines could take advantage of, or you're not so excited because, hey, he's been scoring a lot. He is a very athletic, and he's showing a very dynamic player. So it is wild that no matter who we were playing, whether it was him or if VCU got the better of the Sun Devils last night, we would have been playing Zeb and Brandon Johns. So it is crazy, the world of it's just college athletics here today with the the players in the transfer portal and as much player movement as there is. But yeah, that's one where I think that this is a great test for Jalen Llewellyn, Kobe Bufkin, anybody who's going to be guarding him, because he's as athletic as a point guard you're going to be guarding in the Big Ten. And there's some good ones. Xavier Johnson is a good one. They have Walker and Hogard over at Michigan State. There are some athletic guards, but none more as athletic as Frankie. So I think this is a great test for a young Wolverines backcourt, or I guess a newer Wolverines backcourt with Llewellyn. Yes, newer, because Llewellyn's older. But, you know, I think Kobe, I wouldn't be surprised if Kobe guards, you know, garnishes that matchup. Because, hey, like we've said, he wants to guard the best player on the other team. And there's plenty of guys. Remember Bernard Robinson Jr.? He played, like, with Lavelle Blanchard and those guys. It was, like, early 2000s. He was the lone Wolverine in the NBA for a while with the Charlotte Bobcats before they became the Hornets again. But he was that kind of guy where it doesn't matter if it's a point guard, shooting guard, 3, 4, it doesn't matter. I'm guarding the best player on the other team, and I'm going to shut them down. And so, Kobe, I love that he takes that mantra, that battle on each and every game.
I think that everybody will want to have a piece of Frankie. Anybody who played with him in the last year, because Frankie I don't know what really transpired, okay? He was upset because he wasn't told that they were bringing another point guard in. He was upset. He wasn't getting talked to by the coaches at the end of the season. Different things like that. No one gave him the that a boy when the way he played in the tournament, the NCAA tournament, because he did play well, played really well in the tournament. So in those first two games, I mean, think about it. When we didn't have the point guard at the time. That being said, and I get it. You're a younger person. You're not being told some things, and you hear rumors and different things like that. It happens. You're young. You decide this isn't for me. They're not telling me the things I need to hear. I'm out of here. I get it. But now. Everybody, I know he's got, I want to show them my best because I'm going to show them what they're missing. And then you're going to get from the other guys, you left us for nothing. You had no reason to leave. You knew what was up. You knew you had the job. I don't know why you left. So there's a lot there's hard feelings on both sides of the ball, because they came in together. Some of these guys came in together with Frankie. So, you know, that, you know, they think that's his boy, and that's, it's still our boys. I'm just saying, but this game, it means something. It's still our boy,
but clearly you left for you because you wanted to go someplace where you could get more usage where you, again, in which he, and I do not blame him. In the slightest, his goal is to make it, to continue to develop as a player, to make it to that next level. I don't blame him, but the reason why he transfers to a place like Arizona State, which he probably could have garnered some bigger either Pac-12 schools if he wanted to go closer to home, or some bigger schools just around this area in the Midwest, the Kentucky, this, you know, he would have been a very sought after commodity, but he went to play for Bobby Hurley at Arizona State because he knew he would come in and he would command the ball, which he certainly has. And you saw a lot of what we thought we would see out of Michigan, a very explosive scorer. I think he's shooting over 40% from the field, over 30% from three. But the big thing is he's got those 4.5 assists a game.
Right.
But it's also going along with 4.5 turnovers a game, which as a point guard, you do not want a 1-to-1 turnover assist to turnover ratio. You want 2-to most at minimum, but that's something that again, he's getting exactly what he wanted. But regardless, and I like you, Jamie. I wasn't in any of those conversations. I don't know what happened behind the scenes, but he went someplace where that benefited him, where he could get more usage, he could get more exposure, he could get more playing time. Which I don't blame him, but there's no question that's why he left, because he couldn't do what he's doing at Arizona State this year if he would have stayed in Ann Arbor, because there's a guy named Hunter Dickinson, because right. there's this guy, Terrence Williams and Kobe Bufkin right. and Jet Howard, and they would have to get their shots up too. So again, I get it, but yeah, there is, even if, hey, I still love you, man. I still wish you nothing but the best, but oh yeah, you took off and you could have been a part of this. So we are going to get the best of you here tonight.
Wow. You will see a young man in those colors, Arizona State colors, going crazy, trying to use and abuse. He'll be fast. He'll be quick. I'm just going to say, word to Arizona State players, have your head on a swivel, because that ball's going to come in. If he don't have a shot, it's coming at your head. So you better catch it, because it may be there. Because look, he wants to prove that you lost the best point guard that you had on your team. And I don't blame him. It's not any gamer would do that. Any player that would do that. If you transfer, you want and you get to go against your team. Sometimes it never happens, but this happened. And we were like, what former player was going to play Michigan if Michigan wins? Right. That's what we're trying to figure out. But that being said, Frankie Collins, he made sure, I'm going to tell you this, he made sure that he was going to play Michigan. And that's what I saw. We need to go to a break. We come back. We got more good stuff. You're hearing live at the M Zone, the premier show.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit. And you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.